This is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman. At the ASEAN Security Summit in Singapore, U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo just said that while there is still a way to go, the United States remains confident in North Korea's commitment to denuclearize. He referenced the June meeting in Singapore between President Trump and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un.
Chairman Kim made a commitment on June 12th in this very place. He said that he would denuclearize his country. We have been working since then to develop the process by which that will be achieved.
President Trump had just received a letter from Kim and responded quickly with a letter of his own. Correspondent following up on the Singapore summit came amid fresh concerns over Pyongyang's commitment to denuclearization, despite a rosy picture of progress that's been painted by Mr. Trump. Zimbabwe's newly elected president, Emmerson Mnangagwa, has called on the country to reunite a day after he was declared the narrow winner of the election, while the opposition leader, Nelson Chamisa, said the poll was a fraud and pledged that he would be challenging those results. Mnangagwa pledged to be the president of all Zimbabweans and said Chamisa would have a vital role to perform in Zimbabwe's future. World Health Organization says it foresees huge difficulties ahead in efforts to combat Ebola in the Democratic Republic of Congo. WHO's Peter Salama.
On the scale of degree of difficulty, trying to extinguish an outbreak of a deadly high-threat pathogen in a war zone reaches the top of any of our scales.
Ebola is a constant threat in the Democratic Republic of Congo as the virus thrives in heavily forested areas, the newest outbreak, the 10th since it was discovered in 1976. This is VOA News.